There were four men who were becoming fathers for the first time. And they were all in the waiting room while their wives were having the babies. The nurse comes out and says to the first man, "Congratulations, you are the father of twins." The man said, "That's wonderful news. In fact, what's interesting is that I work for the Minnesota Twins." And then the nurse came out to the second man and said, "Congratulations, you're the father of triplets." The man said, "That's wonderful news. And that's very appropriate because I work for the company called 3M. The nurse came out again and said to the next father, "Congratulations, you're the father of quadruplets." He said, "That's incredible. I'm so happy. In fact, I work for the Four Seasons Resort." And just then the fourth man stood up and started heading to the door. And the nurse said, "What's wrong?" He said, "I'm not sure I can handle this. I work at 7-Eleven. So very happy Father's Day to all of our fathers. I'd like to talk about fatherhood for just a few minutes today and just give you what I consider to be the seven qualities of fatherhood. But I think really these qualities are things that we can all develop in our own lives, whether you're a mom or a child or a student or a doctor or a teacher. The word fathers has seven letters. The first letter is F, and that stands for to be faithful. All of us in our own vocation are called to be faithful. The word faithful means to be full of faith. It means to be committed, dedicated, to be a promise keeper, to be a covenant keeper, to persevere in your vocation. So we're all called to be faithful. A faithful husband, a faithful wife, a faithful child, a faithful person at work, a faithful neighbor, a faithful parishioner, and to really to do the duties of our state in life and to be faithful to our vocation. The next letter in fathers is A, and that stands for to be apostolic. The word apostolic means to not to keep the faith to yourself, but to share the faith. Talk about your faith. Invite others to church, invite others to a parish picnic or to an activity. Don't keep the faith to yourself, but share the faith, evangelize, spread the faith. And you can do this just by your example, by a kind word, by just the way you live your life. To be apostolic, to share the faith. The great Father Faber, a convert to the Catholic faith back in the 1800s in England at the time of Cardinal Newman, said that if you don't try to convert the world to Christ, the world will convert you away from Christ. So we always have to try to bring others to Christ. And as our society sadly becomes more and more secularistic, and we need to continue to spread the faith and evangelize and to be apostolic. That could be through the Knights of Columbus, the Legion of Mary, other wonderful organizations. So pick something that in which you can share the faith, teach religious ed, or help with RCIA. Dad was in the Legion of Mary for 60 years, and that was his work, working with the homeless, working with the down and out men. So that was his particular vocation. A T in father stands for to be tender. So that means to be gentle, to be patient. And I think every parent, they always say they need more patience, right? So to be tender towards your spouse, towards your children. So no matter what vocation it is, be tender, be loving, be kind. Especially dads, of course, need to be affectionate towards their spouse and children. One author said kids need 3 hugs a day for survival, 6 hugs a day for emotional well-being, and 12 hugs a day for emotional growth. So don't forget to give your kids lots of hugs. The H in father stands for Home Depot. No, it's not. That's where you spend your Saturday mornings. Now, it stands for holiness. Holiness. See, we're not called just to be a good father. You're called to be a holy father. You're not just called to be a good wife. You're called to be a holy wife. You're not just called to be a good kid. You're called to be a holy kid. Holiness is to be like Christ. And how do we grow in holiness? First of all, through our daily prayer life, reading sacred scripture, prayers like the rosary, practicing the virtues of generosity, faith, hope, and charity, going to confession at least once a month, and going to Mass faithfully every Sunday to live a life of holiness. The E in fathers stands for to be an educator. As you know, the first role of parents is to be the procreators and educators of their children, to help their children get to heaven. So to be an educator, study your own faith, you know, read good books, read the Bible, read the catechism, read good books about the saints and the lives of the saints, and then pass that on to your children, to others. You pick up the Lighthouse CDs and listen to them in your car when you're commuting. Try to go on retreat once a year, make a weekend retreat at a retreat house. So like there's a men's retreat, there's a woman's retreat, you're doing a couple's retreat at these different retreat houses. So keep learning and studying your faith so you can pass it on to your children. The R in fathers stands for to be a reflection of God the Father. So as dads and spiritual fathers, priests were called to be a reflection of God the Father. As you know, Jesus revealed that when we pray, we should call God our Father. And he did that for a reason. God, of course, is the original Father from which all fatherhood flows, as the Catechism says. And God is a Father because he begets his only begotten Son from all eternity. Today's the feast day of the Most Holy Trinity. When we think of that, the fact that there is only one God, one being, one essence, one nature, and yet that God is three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. From all eternity, the Father begets the Son, and from all eternity, the love between the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. That is, what is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. And it's so divine, it is an eternal third person we call the Holy Spirit. So really, the Trinity is a family of love. From all eternity, the Father begetting the Son. From all eternity, the Son loving the Father. And from all eternity, the Holy Spirit, the divine love between Father and Son. A unity of love, a trinity of persons united in the one God. So fathers, of course, are called to be a reflection of God the Father. And of course, if a father is stern, uncaring, distant, harsh, then a child could have the tendency of seeing God that way. If a father is loving, merciful, forgiving, understanding, a child will have an easier time seeing God that way. Now, of course, God's grace can heal. If you've had a difficult childhood or a difficult parental situation, God can heal that. He can heal memories. God can heal that. But it's a little reminder that for young children, especially, the father and the mother do, in a sense, represent God. And if parents are more merciful, loving, and forgiving, it will be easier, I think, for children to see God in that way. But again, God can heal things if it was a difficult childhood. But we're all called to be reflections of God. And lastly, the last letter in fathers is S, and that stands for St. Joseph. St. Joseph is a great role model for husbands and fathers and workers and really for all of us, because he was a just man, he was an obedient man, he was a true man of service of God. He was such a good role model and example for Jesus. He was the provider, the protector, the head of the Holy Family. He had to defend Our Lady and protect her and protect the Christ child on the way to Egypt. So he is the patron saint of all laborers, all workers, patron saint of selling your house, patron saint of finding a job, especially the patron saint of a happy death. What is a happy death? A death when somebody dies in the presence, in the arms of Jesus and Mary. I think of my own dad today, I think of my mom, and we are very grateful that they had a holy and a happy death, having had the sacraments of dying, I believe, in the arms of Jesus and Mary. One last quote I found from General MacArthur, very interesting. He said this about being a father. My profession, I am a soldier, and I take pride in that fact, said General Douglas MacArthur. But I am proud, or infinitely more proud, to be a father. My hope is that my son will God, you have made all things. Bless these men, that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth, and grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Say a one Hail Mary for our fathers, both living and deceased. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.